Okay, so imagine this. You're ditching the tourist traps of Rome, you know, those huge crowds, and instead you're hiking up this like towering mountain peak.
Okay.
And then you're savoring some amazing seafood right by those turquoise waters of the Adriatic.
Yeah.
That, my friend, is the magic of Abruzzo.
You got it. Abruzzo is like Italy's best kept secret.
Right.
It's a region where you get these incredible landscapes, but also those really authentic Italian experiences, all without running into a ton of other tourists.
Love it. And that's exactly why we're diving deep into Abruzzo today, right?
Yeah.
Using immersive Italian travel guidebooks as our kind of like our treasure map today.
Yeah.
Specifically, their page on the region's top spots. And you know me, I'm always looking for those off the beaten path
Of
adventures.
course.
So what's the first thing that makes Abruzzo so special?
It's the contrast, for sure. The immersive guide says it perfectly. From mountain peaks to coastal breezes.
I love that.
That's Abruzzo in a nutshell.
Okay, but let's break that down. We're talking about the Apennine Mountains here, right? Not
Exactly.
the Alps, but still, mountains.
Yes, these mountains, they dominate the landscape. And get this, they're home to two national parks.
Whoa, hold on. Two national parks.
Yeah, Gran Sasso and Monte della Laga is one. And then there's Mahela National Park. You're basically getting two incredible mountain experiences for the price of one.
Okay, now you've got my attention.
Yeah.
Two national parks in one region. What's the vibe of each one?
Okay, so Gran Sasso, that's your classic, really dramatic mountain experience. It's got the highest peak in the Apennines, Corno Grande. If you're into serious hiking, that's the spot for you. But even if you'd rather just, admire those peaks from a distance, you've got options.
Like what? Give me the details.
Okay, so picture this. You're standing on the Campo Imperatore Plateau. It's this high altitude plain, totally surrounded by these towering peaks. There are wild horses just roaming
No
around.
way.
It feels like you've stepped onto another planet.
Wild horses. That's amazing. Okay, so Gran Sasso is about those really epic, almost otherworldly landscapes. What about Mahela? How does that compare?
Mahela National Park. It's called the Wild Heart of Italy, and for good reason. It's known for its dense forests and deep valleys. It's got a much more rugged, kind of untouched feel.
So it's like the adventurous sibling, the one who's always up for a challenge.
Yeah, exactly. Think like hidden waterfalls, caves that are just waiting to be explored. You might even catch a glimpse of Apennine wolves or even golden eagles. It's definitely not for the faint of heart, but if you want a real wilderness experience, it's pure magic.
You've definitely got my sense of adventure going. But we have to talk about those coastal breezes you mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
I'm imagining those cute little seaside towns, maybe a plate of pasta overlooking the water. Am I on the right track?
Absolutely. Abruzzo's Adriatic coastline has all of that. Picturesque villages right on the cliffs, sparkling turquoise waters, and those charming fishing harbors you mentioned.
See, this is why I love a good deep dive. We're uncovering those hidden gems you wouldn't find in your average travel guide. What are some of the must-visit coastal towns in Abruzzo?
Two towns really stand out, Pescara and Vasto. They have that classic seaside holiday feel, but it's way more laid back and authentically Italian than some of those bigger, more touristy spots.
I'm sold. So we've got these majestic mountains, idyllic coastlines. Anything else Abruzzo is hiding up its sleeve?
You know what goes perfectly with breathtaking scenery?
You
A
think?
rich history and culture. And trust me, Abruzzo has centuries worth of stories to tell.
History and culture, you say.
Yeah.
All right, I'm ready to be transported back in time.
Well, get ready to travel back to medieval and Renaissance Italy because first up is L'Aquila, the regional capital.
Okay.
It's a city that's as resilient as it is beautiful,
Resilient, what do you mean?
Well, L'Aquila has this really rich history, but it's also been through a lot, like
Yeah.
that devastating earthquake back in
Yeah.
2009. But despite that tragedy, the city has shown incredible strength, rebuilding and preserving their heritage. You can just feel that spirit when you're walking through the streets.
Wow, that's powerful. So, with all this history, what are some of the must-see spots in L'Aquila?
Well, you can't miss the Basilica of Santa Maria di Collamaggio.
Okay.
This stunning example of Romanesque architecture dates all the way back to the 13th century.
Wow.
It's full of these intricate details, soaring arches, just incredible. It's actually the burial place of Pope Celestine V.
Okay, cool.
Pope Celestine V. He was called the Pope of the Great Refusal.
Wait, Pope of the Great Refusal. I've never heard that one before.
I know, right? It's a
Got it.
great story. Okay, so Celestine V, he was this hermit who got elected pope in 1294, totally out of the blue. But after just a few months, he was like, this whole pope thing is really for me. And he resigned. He's actually the only pope in history to ever voluntarily give up the position.
Wow, talk about knowing where you want. You got to admire someone who walks away from, like, the ultimate leadership role to follow their own path.
For real.
That's a story I'm definitely going to remember when I see that basilica.
It really sticks with you. But speaking of stories, we can't forget about Sulmona.
Right.
The birthplace of the Roman poet Ovid.
Oh, yeah. Ovid. That's right. I have to admit, Metamorphoses, I've always meant to read it.
Yeah.
Maybe a trip to his birthplace is the inspiration I need.
It's amazing how a place can just come alive, right?
Totally.
When you can connect it with like an artist or a writer you love.
Totally. Mm-hmm. So what's in Sulmona that really captures his like his spirit, you know?
Well, the town itself is ancient. I mean, it goes back to Roman times.
Wow.
But it's more the atmosphere that really takes you back. Picture this.
Okay.
You're strolling through the Piazza Garibaldi,
Holy, the
heart of Sulmona. It's surrounded by these beautiful buildings, these elegant palazzis, and there are these buzzing cafes. You know, it's not hard to imagine Ovid himself finding inspiration in this ancient square.
Wow, that's so cool. And hey, while we're in Sulmona, we got to try those delicious confetti you mentioned.
Right, a little taste of sweetness.
Yes.
Gotta love it.
It's amazing how much history and culture
mm-hmm.
is packed into this one region. It really seems like Abruzzo has something for everybody. We've talked about the adventurous side, the historical side, but what about the food? You mentioned some amazing food earlier. Tell me more.
Oh, get ready for a culinary journey, my friend, because Abruzzo, it's a food lover's paradise.
Okay, I'm listening.
Their cuisine is all about fresh local ingredients, those really time-honored traditions. We're talking like real deal Italian food.
Okay, you had me at Food Lover's Paradise.
Yeah.
Hit me with those Abruzzo specialties.
All right, first things first. We got to talk about the wine.
Okay.
Abruzzo is famous for its Montepulciano d'Abruzzo.
I've heard of that.
It's a red wine, a real regional gem. Delicious and easy on the wallet, too.
Affordable and delicious. Now you're speaking my language.
Right. And imagine this. You're at one of those local vineyards.
Okay, yeah.
Surrounded by those rolling hills, the Apennines in the distance. Sipping on a glass of Montepulciano d'Abruzzo.
That sounds amazing.
Pure bliss.
Okay, you've sold me. So, wine is covered. What about the food itself? Tell me about those lesser-known pasta dishes you mentioned earlier.
Get ready for some serious pasta envy, my friend, because mm-hmm. Abruzzo takes its pasta game very seriously.
I love pasta. Let's do it.
We're talking dishes like macaroni alla chitarra.
Okay.
So this is a square-shaped pasta.
Huh.
Traditionally, they cut it on a chitarra, which is Italian for guitar, believe it or not. Gives it this really unique texture.
Wait, they cut pasta on a guitar? That's wild. Okay, what else you got?
Another must-try, scrapelle en bouse. Picture this. A really thin, crepe-like pasta, often served in a savory broth.
Okay, yeah.
Total comfort food.
Yes.
And you can't forget about the lamb.
The lamb.
Abruzzo has a long history of sheep farming, so there are amazing lamb dishes on pretty much every menu.
Oh, man. From mountains to pasta to lamb, it sounds like Abruzzo has a flavor for everyone. And I can't forget about those truffles you mentioned. Truffle hunting. With dogs. Sign me up.
I knew you'd love that. And speaking of truffles, there's the Sagra del Tartufo, this huge truffle festival.
Oh.
It's in Santo Stefano di Sessanio. It's an absolute must for any foodie.
A whole festival dedicated to truffles.
Okay.
Now you're speaking my language. What happens there?
Oh, you name it. They have truffle oil, truffle pasta. They even have truffle honey.
Wait. Did you say truffle honey?
Oh, it's incredible.
I've never even heard of it.
It's a revelation. And it's not just about the food.
Yeah.
They have cooking demonstrations by some big-time chefs showing you the best ways to use truffles.
Yeah.
And if you're feeling adventurous, you can even go on a truffle hunt with those dogs, of course.
Okay, I am 100% going on a truffle hunt. You have officially sold me on this festival.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we've covered breathtaking landscapes, fascinating history, delicious food. What else makes Abruzzo so special?
We can't forget about the culture. Those unique festivals we talked about, you know, they really give you a glimpse into the heart and soul of the region. Celebrating their traditions and heritage, it's really something.
Right. Okay, festival highlights. We've already got that snake festival on the list, the one with the snakes.
Right.
And, of course, the incredibly delicious truffle festival. What else?
Okay, how about a visual spectacle? The Transhumance Festival in Scano.
The what festival?
Transhumance.
Okay, I'm going to need a translation on that one. Transhumance. What is that?
It's actually celebrating this really old tradition. It's the seasonal movement of livestock.
Okay.
So they move them from the mountains down to the pastures.
Oh, okay.
And in Abruzzo. This is a huge deal.
Gotcha.
It's a time for celebration.
Right.
They wear these colorful traditional costumes. They herd the flocks through the streets. There's folk music, dancing. It's a whole thing.
Wow. That's incredible. It's like stepping back in time.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got snake handlers, truffle hunters, and shepherds in costumes. Abruzzo knows how to party.
They really do. It's a region that just embraces its traditions. But even beyond the festivals, Abruzzo is about those simple pleasures.
Yeah.
You know, those things that make Italy so special. Wandering through charming villages, having a cappuccino in a piazza, maybe trying to order your gelato in Italian.
You're making me want to brush up on my Italian. Un gelato al pistacchio, per favore. See, I'm practically fluent already.
You're a natural. That's exactly what it's about. Embracing that sense of place.
Yes.
Really immersing yourself in a different culture.
I couldn't agree more. You've painted such a vivid picture of Abruzzo, it already feels like I'm there. Okay, so we've covered so much ground, from those epic mountains to those charming coastal towns. But I want to circle back to civilization for a bit. We can't explore Abruzzo without spending more time in its regional capital, L'Aquila, right?
Totally. L'Aquila is a must-see. It's a city that blends grandeur and resilience in such a unique way.
We touched on its resilience earlier, talking about the 2009 earthquake. But how does that resilience show itself today, you know, for someone visiting?
You feel it as you walk through the city. You know, L'Aquila still bears those marks of history. But it's the spirit of the people, that commitment to rebuilding that really shines through. It's like this city rose from the rubble stronger than ever.
I love that. So amidst this amazing history, our guidebook highlights some architectural gems we need to discuss. What should we prioritize in L'Aquila?
Well, the Basilica of Santa Maria di Colomaggio, that's a must-see. Just picture this stunning example of 13th century Romanesque architecture, all these intricate details and soaring arches. It's breathtaking.
Wow, it sounds gorgeous. And didn't you say this basilica has a connection to a kind of unusual pope?
It does. This basilica is the final resting place of Pope Celestine V.
Oh, right. The Pope of the Great Refusal, right?
The Jim.
Okay, refresh my memory. What was his story again?
So picture this. It's 1294. Celestine V, this humble hermit, is unexpectedly elected pope.
Oh.
You'd think he'd be over the moon, right?
Yeah.
But after a few months, he decides, this whole pope thing isn't really for me. He actually resigned.
He resigned.
Yeah, he is the only pope in history to ever voluntarily give up the papacy.
Wow. Talk about knowing what you don't want. To walk away from that level of power, that responsibility, you have to admire that. It definitely adds a whole other layer to visiting that basilica, knowing that a figure like that is part of its story.
It really does. Makes you think about those unexpected turns life can take, you know?
Totally. So after we've soaked in the art, the history, the architecture of the basilica, where does our Abruzzo adventure take us next?
Let's head back to the charming town of Sulmona, the birthplace of Ovid.
Oh, yes, Ovid. It's incredible to think a region this naturally stunning also has this connection to such a literary giant.
Isn't it amazing? Some places just seem to breathe creativity, you
know? Absolutely.
And Sulmona is definitely one of those places. I mean, the town itself dates back to Roman times, but it's really the atmosphere that's so captivating.
Paint a picture for me.
Mm-hmm.
What will I experience when I'm wandering through Sulmona?
Imagine strolling through the Piazza Garibaldi, the heart of Sulmona. It's surrounded by these beautiful, elegant buildings called palazzi.
Beautiful.
And there are these lively cafes, people out and about. It's easy to imagine Ovid himself finding inspiration in that very square.
It's like these ancient squares become living museums connecting us to the past.
Exactly. And don't forget to treat yourself to some of their renowned confetti while you're there.
Right. Those sugared almonds.
Yeah.
So good.
The best. You know, as we wrap up our deep dive into Abruzzo, it's that blend of contrasting elements that makes it so unforgettable.
It really is. Those grand mountains against those charming seaside towns, ancient history blending with modern life, those bold flavors, the warmth of the people.
It's a region that truly engages all the senses, you know? Abruzzo has something for everyone, whether you're an adventurer, a history buff, a foodie, or just looking for that authentic Italian experience, Abruzzo has it.
You've sold me. Abruzzo's at the top of my travel wish list. And for our listeners who are now, hopefully, just as captivated by this hidden gem as we are, remember, sometimes the most rewarding journeys are the ones that take us off the beaten path. Embrace the unexpected, savor those simple pleasures, and create those travel memories that are as unique as Abruzzo itself. Happy travels.
As a listener or a viewer, you can now get an instantly downloadable copy of any of the immersive Italian travel guidebooks at 50% off the normal price at theinnersecrets.com. Look for the menu item on the homepage, Viewers and Listeners Shop. Thank you for listening today.